What's the craziest thing an ex ever did to try to win you back? It's 99.7 DJX, and unfortunately, I've never had an ex try to win me back. I can't relate.
The one time I did, I married him.
Oh, what the see? There you go.
See, that worked out. There's hope.
There is hope. Yeah, I've never had an ex sit there and go, you know what? I really want you back bad. Here's your favorite chocolate chip cookies, and I'm like, okay, I like those cookies. Let's go back out.
They were probably thinking it, but they probably thought that you'd say no. That's why they didn't come after you,
probably.
Sparky.
All right, this is a setting the bar story, which is what?
An example of what not to do.
Yeah, so when you get dumped, yeah, you may go to extremes to try to get an ex back. To be fair, Anthony was just in the pain of heartbreak, right?
Sure.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get your ex-girlfriend back by giving her stolen items, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is, I mean, I get it. You're thinking gifts. She'll like a gift, and then she'll take me back.
That's right.
But this is not the best gift choice.
So 33-year-old Anthony from Florida, heartbroken, riding his bicycle. When he saw two crane statues in a front yard and thought, you know what? I know who's going to like those.
Stop.
So,
first of all, logistically speaking, how is he going to grab two crane statues, probably made of concrete, I'm guessing, if they're statues, and you're riding a bike? How are we going to do that?
Well, obviously, Anthony's a very talented person.
Apparently.
He not only stole those statues out of the front yard, but then he decided to ride them on over to his ex-girlfriend's place.
Look, honey, I got you something. It's going to look real nice in front of your house.
Now, to be fair, I don't actually know if it worked or not.
Oh.
It could have worked because here's what makes me question. Because authorities, when they tracked down the statues and knocked on the ex-girlfriend's door, she was mortified.
Yeah.
That they were stolen.
Sure.
Like,
she's,
oh gosh.
Harboring oh my gosh.
Anthony said that I would like this. I didn't know he stole them. I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Mortified, cooperated with authorities. So the statues returned to the rightful owner. And Anthony, who actually has had 39 previous run-ins with authorities, was arrested.
Not his first rodeo.
No.
With the burglary and the theft.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. So I'm guessing, maybe, do you think that played a part in the breakup?
Like, Anthony, you gotta stay clean from the law.
Exactly. If you can stop stealing things, then maybe we'll have a chance.
He's like, I promise.
And then, nope.
Here you go, honey.
Those crane statues were just
these
like,
crane statues, just we always wanted.
My baby's going to love those.
My baby's going to love those.
She needs them.
Okay. Oh, what's the craziest thing an ex tried to do to win you back? Did it work?
Oh, yeah. That's the second part of the story that we need is, did it work?
Well,
we need the closure, and I don't know if we're going to get it.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get it from Anthony, because I feel like, and I'm going to go back real quick and just say, I feel like it may have worked at least a little bit, because she still had him.
Well,
she wouldn't have even accepted him if it wasn't if it was a closed case,
that
right?
That is an excellent point. However, maybe she thought, they're really cool. I'm just going to go ahead and grab these while I can.
And she's like, how did you get these? He's like, don't ask how the sausage is made, honey.
It's like, okay, well, leave them there. I'm still thinking.
All right. Hey, I would love to hear your story. What's the craziest thing an ex did to try to win you back? 502-795-1997.
And please tell us if it works.
Yeah, right. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.